House, please come to order. Members indicate your presence by voting. House will stand at ease awaiting the arrival of a quorum. House, come back to order. All right, members indicate your presence by voting again. Representative Hawker. Madam Clerk.
28 members present.
We do have a quorum to conduct business. Mr. Majority Leader.
Yes, sir. Representatives Crawford, Fairclough, Holmes, Kawasaki, Curry, Newman, Olson, and Samuels were previously excused from the call of the House today. And I move and ask unanimous consent that Representatives Coghill and Dahlstrom be excused from the call of the House from 10 a.m. today through evening, plain time, Sunday, March 11.
Without objection, those members will be shown as excused. Leading the invocation this morning is Representative Bob Book. Members, please rise for the invocation.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today, I hope you'd all join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy
kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Very nice. Representative Wilson, you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Stoltz.
Unanimous consent that prayer, which emblazoned in my memory in Lutheran Catechism, be spread across the journal.
Without objection, that fairly well-known prayer will be spread across the journal. Madam Clerk, would you certify the journal for the previous legislative days?
I certify the correctness of the journal for the 49th and 50th legislative days.
Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal of the previous day be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk.
Hearing no objection, then, that journal will be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk. Are there guests for introduction this morning? Representative Booth.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. While campaigning a couple years ago, I came to a door and there's a young man who was at the door. And this gentleman, although he was very young, seemed to be knowledgeable and understood the reason I was there and seemed to be very agreeable. And upon our conversation, I asked if I could put a yard sign in front of his house. Well, I did that, and went home, and the very next day, very early in the morning, I received a very irate phone call about why was my yard sign placed in someone's front yard, and would I come and get it right away? Well, I immediately went back over there and explained that I had, you know, gotten permission and talked to the young man, and from that time on, I think this lady became a staunch supporter. I would like to introduce a neighbor. A gal that's down here by the name of Nancy Neely, who's with ANPN today, and she is a constituent in the gallery, in the Horatrovich Gallery. Thank you very much. Would you please join me in welcoming her?
She seemed to have calmed down a lot. Representative Gardner.
I also have in the gallery behind me a constituent and friend. I'd like the body to help me welcome. Debbie Thompson is the current president of the Alaska Nurses Association, and she and her colleagues will be visiting many of us. I hope that we all have time to see them, and please help me welcome Debbie.
Excuse me, Representative Hawker.
And thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, sir. I'd also like to introduce a constituent of mine who's behind us in the Peratrovich Gallery. A familiar face is Donna Phillips, also with the Alaska Nurses Association today. However, She's always works with Providence Hospital and someone who's been a familiar face here. And certainly, welcome her to the proceedings.
Jay Chenault.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker.
Morning.
Today in the Piratrovich Gallery, I also have a constituent, Ray Southwell. He is from my district, and he is also down here with the Nurses Association. So if you would, help me welcome him to Juneau.
Representative Dahl.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a little poaching for Representative Samuel's district. I would like to have you welcome Mary Stockhouse, Alaska Nursing Association, nurse working at Providence and newborn intensive care. Please help me welcome.
I think that was the representative from District 29, if I'm not mistaken. Representative Nelson, at ease. Looking back there. Sure. Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning. In the Piratrovich Gallery, I see a very familiar face, someone who's moved from Bethel and now lives in Mat-Su, and I'm poaching from the representative from Palmer, but I'm very pleased to be able to do this. She's a good friend of mine. She's a nurse, works for public health nursing, or did in Bethel. Her name is Jane Kennard, and she is also a proud mother of a Peace Corps volunteer and a former member of the Army who has served us overseas. Please help me welcome Jane Kennard.
Other guests? Okay. Madam Clerk, are there any messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. Speaker.
Are there any messages? Oh, I'm sorry, Representative Gruenberg, you have a message from the governor?
No, but a message for you. Could we have one of these, please?
House, come back to order. Now that Representative Gruenberg has delivered that message from the governor, I'll go tell her. And Madam Clerk, do you have any other messages from the governor?
There are no further messages from the governor.
Are there any messages from the other body?
A message dated March 5th stating the Senate has passed Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 45 Judiciary by the Senate Judiciary Committee entitled An Act Relating to Murder in the First Degree.
It'll be referred to the Judiciary Committee.
I have no further messages from the other body.
Are there any communications this morning?
There are no communications today.
Are there any standing committee reports?
The Judiciary Committee reviewed the qualifications of governor's appointments and recommended that the names be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. The report, it was Board of Governors of the Alaska Bar, Donald McLean, Commission on Judicial Conduct, Henry Novak, the Alaska Judicial Council, Charles Kopp, and Violent Crimes Compensation Board, Jared Godfrey. The reports were signed by Representatives Dahlstrom, Chair, and Gruenberg, Lynn, and Coghill. Dahlstrom, Vice Chair. The Labor and Commerce Committee has reviewed qualifications of governor's appointments and recommends they be forwarded to a joint session. Alaska State Board of Public Accountancy, Bruce Gabriz, Rebecca Jensen, the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, Shirley Gifford, Board of Dental Examiners, David Eichler, Cheryl Fellenberg, Arnie Phil, Newell Walter, the Alaska Labor Relations Agency, Ken Peltier, Board of Marine Pilots, Joseph Miller, Michael O'Hara, and Board of Marital and Family Therapy, Larry Severson, Board of Nursing, Beth Farnstrom, Joanne Smith, Board of Examiners in Optometry, Jeffrey Gonison, Board of Pharmacy, Dirk White, Board of Certified Real Estate Appraisers, April Moore, Real Estate Commission, Brad Cole, Lee Sherman, David Summers, Board of Social Work Examiners, Paulette Shurick, Board of Veterinary Examiners, Martin Boozer, David Hunt, Workers' Compensation Appeals Commission, Stephen Hagedorn, Alaska Workers' Compensation Board, Mark Crutchfield, Gloria O'Neill, Janet Waldron, and Bill Williams. The reports were signed by Representative Olson, Chair, and Representatives Gardner, Gatto, and Book. The State Affairs Committee has considered House Bill 3, requirements for driver's license ID, attaches a fiscal note recommending do pass Johnson, Roses, and Lynn, do not pass Grunberg and Dahl, no recommendation Johansson and Coghill. The report was signed by Representative Lynn, Chair. House Bill 3 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The State Affairs Committee has considered House Bill 6, campaign contributions, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 6, State Affairs. Attaches a zero fiscal note recommending do pass Roses and Lynn, no recommendation Johansson, Grunberg and Coghill, amend Johnson and Dahl. The report was signed by Representative Lynn, Chair. House Bill 6 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 7, false caller identification, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 7, Finance, with the same title, attaches four new zero fiscal notes and two previous zero fiscal notes and an indeterminate fiscal note, recommending do pass Crawford and Meyer, no recommendation, Garris, Stoltz, Jewell, Nelson, Thomas, Hawker, and Chenault. The report was signed by Representatives Meyer and Chenault, co-chairs. House Bill 7 has no further referral. The Transportation Committee has considered House Bill 8, J. Kevin Lamb Training Facility, attaches a zero fiscal note, recommending do pass Faircloth, no recommendation, Dugan, Johnson, and Johansson. The report was signed by Representative Johansson, Chair. House Bill 8 has no further referral. The Resources Committee has considered House Bill 26, Geoduck Aquatic Farming Exemption, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 26, Fish, with the same title, attaches a previous zero fiscal note, recommending do pass Seaton, Roses, and Gatto, no recommendation, Edgman, Guttenberg, and Johnson, amend Wilson. The report was signed by Representatives Johnson and Gatto, co-chairs. House Bill 26 has no further referral. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 35, Extend Board of Midwives, attaches a fiscal note recommending do pass Garrett Thomas, Jewell, Crawford, Nelson, Foster, Meyer, and Chenault. No recommendation, Stoltz. The report was signed by Representatives Meyer and Chenault, co-chairs. House Bill 35 has no further referral. The State Affairs Committee has considered House Bill 38, Improper Contributions to Legislators, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 38, State Affairs, with a new title, attaches 2-0 fiscal notes, recommending do pass Johnson, Roses, Grunberg, Dahl, and Lynn. No recommendation, Johansson and Coghill. The report was signed by Representative Lynn, Chair. House Bill 38 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 48, Retirement Board Purchase PPT Credits, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 48, Finance, with a new title, attaches an indeterminate and a zero fiscal note, recommending do pass Foster, no recommendation, Gary Nelson, Crawford, Thomas, Stoltz, Jewell, Meyer, and Chenault. The report was signed by Representatives Meyer and Chenault, co-chairs. House Bill 48 has no further referral. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee has considered House Bill 56, Hydrogen Energy Research Program, attaches and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 56, CNRA, with a new title. Attaches 2 fiscal notes and 1-0 fiscal note, recommending do pass Cisna, Ledoux, Newman, and Faircloth. The reports were signed by Representatives Ledoux and Faircloth, co-chairs. House Bill 56 has a further referral to the Resources Committee. The State Affairs Committee has considered House Bill 109, Disclosures and Ethics, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 109, State Affairs, with the new title, attaches the 2 previous zero fiscal notes, recommending do pass Roses, Dahl, and Lynn, no recommendation Johansson, amend Johnson, Coghill, and Grunberg. The report was signed by Representative Lynn, Chair. House Bill 109 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee has considered House Bill 136, Dental Hygienist, attaches an indeterminate fiscal note, recommending due pass Sisma, Faircloth, Gardner, Roses, and Wilson. The report was signed by Representative Wilson, Chair. House Bill 136 has a further referral to the Labor and Commerce Committee. The Transportation Committee has considered House Bill 168, Land Transfers, Alaska Railroad, and Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, attaches 2-0 fiscal notes, recommending due pass Faircloth, Johnson, Salmon, Dugan, and Johansson. The report was signed by Representative Johansson, Chair. House Bill 168 has a further referral to the Labor and Commerce Committee. I have no further standing committee reports.
Are there any special committee reports?
The House Special Committee on Fisheries has reviewed the qualifications of Dimby Lloyd as for Commissioner, Department of Fish and Game, and recommends the name be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. The report was signed by Representative Seaton, Chair, and Representatives Johansson, Edgman, Wilson, and Ledoux. The House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs has considered House Joint Resolution 11, States Control of National Guard, attaches a 0 fiscal note, recommending due pass Ledoux, Faircloth, Book, and Roses. The report was signed by Representative Roses, Chair. House Joint Resolution 11 has a further referral to the State Affairs Committee. The House Special Committee on Ways and Means has considered House Bill 13, Retirement System Liability Bonds, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 13, Ways and Means, with the new title, attaches a 0 fiscal note, recommending due pass Faircloth, Roses, and Hockard, amend Wilson, Seaton, and Sisna. The report was signed by Representative Hockard, Chair. House Bill 13 has a further referral to the State Affairs Committee. I have no further reports of standing committee or special committee.
They're all special, aren't they? Are there any resolutions or citations to be introduced?
Citation honoring Blake Wayland, Levi Johnston, and Dominic Nichols by Representative Gatto. Honoring Women of Distinction by Senator Davis. Honoring Rasmussen Foundation by Senator Davis. Honoring Houston High School Hockey Team by Senator Huggins and Representative Newman. In Memoriam Milton Souter by Representative Gatto. In Memoriam Teresa Bach by Representative Gatto. In Memoriam Grover Cleveland Davis by Representative Gatto. In Memoriam Jerry Samuel O'Brien by Senator Kukesh and Representative Thomas. In Memoriam Johnny Lee Barney II by Senator Davis. In Memoriam Mac Carter Jr. by Senator Davis. House Joint Resolution 12 by Representatives Johnson and Stoltz urging the United States Congress to pass legislation to open the coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil and gas exploration, development, and production.
Special Committee on Oil and Gas and Resources.
There are no further citations or resolutions for introduction today.
Are there any bills for introduction?
House Bill 180 by Representative Gardner entitled An Act Relating to the Information Provided on a Certificate of Registration for a Vehicle and to Display of a Certificate of Registration for a Vehicle.
Transportation and State Affairs.
House Bill 181 by Representative Wilson entitled An Act Relating to Traffic Offenses and Traffic Offenses Committed in a School Zone and Providing for an Effective Date.
The Yes Committee and the Judiciary Committee.
House Bill 182 by Representative Lynn entitled An Act Making the Offering of Certain Promotional Checks an Unfair or Deceptive Act or Practice.
Labor and Commerce and Judiciary.
House Bill 183 by the House Rules Committee by request of Legislative Budget and Audit Committee entitled An Act Relating to the Regulation and Permitting of Drilling and Other Operations by the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission to Civil Penalties Assessed by the Commission to Reconsideration and Appeal of Decisions and the Allocation of Costs and Investigations and Hearings before the Commission and to Information Filed with and Fees of the Commission in Providing for an Effective Date.
Special Committee on Oil and Gas, Resources and Judiciary.
There are no further bills for introduction today.
Well, it brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar, but the first item, House Bill 121, I'm moving to next Wednesday's calendar. So that will be on a calendar on the 14th. So, Madam Clerk, are there any items on today's calendar?
There's citations on today's calendar.
Majority Leader.
Yes, sir. I'm going to ask unanimous consent that the House approve these citations on today's calendar.
Hearing no objection, then, the citations on today's calendar are approved. Is there any unfinished business, Mr. Majority Leader?
Yes, sir. I move and ask unanimous consent that the following representatives be excused from the call of the House for the following times. Chenault from 6 p.m. Thursday, March 8th to morning time, plain time. Monday, March 12th, Guerra from noon Friday, March 9th to morning time, plain time. Monday, March 12th. Gardner from 6 a.m. Friday, March 9th to evening plain time. Sunday, March 11th. Gatto from 6 a.m. Thursday, March 8th to evening plain time. Monday, March 12th. Harris from noon Thursday, March 8th to afternoon plain time. Monday, March 12th. Johnson from 6 p.m. Thursday, March 8th to morning plain time. Monday, March 12th. Jewell from noon Wednesday, March 7th to evening plain time. Sunday, March 11th. Kelly from noon Wednesday, March 7th to afternoon plain time. Monday, March 12th. Ledoux from 6 p.m. Thursday, March 8th to morning plain time. Sunday, March 11th. Ramrez from noon Thursday, March 8th to plain morning plain time. Monday, March 12th. Roses from 6 a.m. Thursday, March 8th to morning plain time. Monday, March 12th. Salmon from 6 p.m. Thursday, March 8th to evening plain time, Sunday, March 18th. And finally, lastly, Thomas from noon Thursday, March 8th to afternoon plain time, Sunday, March 11th.
You're saying Representative Thomas is last?
Yeah.
Also under unfinished business, two bills. House Bill 3, titled Requirements for Driver's License ID. And House Bill 136, Dental Hygienists have received fiscal notes, so they'll all get the wonderful trip to the fifth floor and the Finance Committee referral. Are there any, is there any other unfinished business? Any committee announcements? Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just to announce that there will be no Hess meeting tomorrow.
No Hess meeting tomorrow. Any other committee announcements? Representative Stoltz.
Speaker, after session room 124, the Judiciary Committee meeting, Judiciary Committee room, Department of Public Safety Budget Committee will have their, hopefully, the final meeting.
Any other committee announcements? Representative Lynn?
No State Affairs Committee meeting tomorrow.
State Affairs tomorrow. Representative Ramirez.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker.
Good morning.
Therapeutic Courts in the Judiciary Committee at 1:30, sir.
Judiciary at 1:30. Any other committee announcements? Representative Gatto.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Resources at 1.
Resources at 1. Any other committee announcements? Any other announcements? Special orders? Representative Gardner.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to speak about special opportunity.
Special opportunity without objection.
Thank you. At 5 o'clock this afternoon in the Silver Bow restaurant, the Alaska Nurses Association will be hosting a reception, and I hope that the members of the body who are here will consider attending and visiting with the nurses. Thank you.
Very nice. Representative Stoltz, special order.
Thank you, President Speak, on the subject of welcome home.
Welcome home.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. One of the things, we're in this somewhat isolated and close-quartered current legislative site. We get to know our members real well, and one of them I've gotten to know real well is our member from Haines. And one of the greetings that I noticed when we worked together, as I'm speaking to you, sir, first making sure he was there. But we had involvement in the Vietnam Wall Project that moved around the state, and I got to know him and saw him interact with veterans, and the greeting he always gave was welcome home, and that's a greeting that he still gives. It's one of high honor, as he's described it, and it's and often that greeting is many decades late. So I just wanted to invite anybody here that's in the Chugiak area Friday night at 6 o'clock, the Bella Vista restaurant. Officer James Conley and I are hosting all the food and beverages from mild to adult for one of our friends and neighbors, Jeff Newton, who just returned from his either a second or third tour of Iraq. He's with the 98th Maintenance Company Service and Recovery Unit. And since he's been gone, he's also welcomed, he and his wife Christy have welcomed a young son, Caleb. So anybody who wants, this is one of the few times you're going to get something free off of me. So anybody that's out there, we If you happen to be passing through, just come by at 6 o'clock at the Bella Vista Restaurant in Peters Creek and say welcome home to one of our fine veterans.
Any other special orders? Representing Johansson.
Mr. Speaker, permission to speak on the Pratovich Gallery.
On the
Yes, sir. Seeing as though Elizabeth Pratovich graduated from Ketchikan High School, and she has descendants that still live in my district, and I believe in District 5, it's come to my attention that, and this is a little thing, I don't mean to be picky, but I've actually been contacted by members of her family over the last 12 years in my different capacities in the building. Proper pronunciation of the Pratovich Gallery is the second R is silent. And to honor this lady, I'd appreciate it if all of the members, and I'm sure most of you didn't know that, but her family hears that, and I think it's honorable to pronounce her name correctly. It's Pratovich without the second R. Thank you.
I'm going to have to stop being critical of my colleagues that mispronounce it. Now I'm going to be critical of myself. Permission to speak on nurses and ethics. Ethical nurses. It seems like they're all over the place. Whenever there are polls done, Mr. Speaker, that say, who do you count as the most ethical people? I could go on and tell you who's near the bottom of the list, but I will tell you that nurses are at the top of the list, and they're in town, and I think it's a privilege to know nurses and certainly to be married to one, and I applaud them. Thank you.
And we have a shortage of them, by the way. Any other special orders? Majority Leader.
Yes, sir. Foster has a silent R also. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Thursday, March 8th, for a technical session.
Objection will be in adjournment until tomorrow at 10 a.m. for technical session.